the useful part here is they're not saying the model fails loudly. They're saying it can look right for a long time and still smuggle in shaky claims.
Yeah, that's the paper's whole bet, Justy. In research, the ugly case isn't a crash. It's a polished result where the evidence chain is half missing and nobody notices because the write-up sounds coherent.
And that lands right now because everybody's been trying to stretch agents into longer workflows. Not just code gen, like actual literature review, experiments, draft, revise, rebuttal, the whole thing. Episode 380 being about a harness instead of a new base model feels kind of correct, honestly.
Right. Aries is basically an open source control system around models for autonomous ML research. The key move is adversarial collaboration by default. One model acts as executor and pushes the work forward. Then a reviewer from a different model family critiques intermediate artifacts and can demand revisions.
Which is a very product manager way to say, stop letting the same brain grade its own homework.
Pretty much. They explicitly call out the failure of same model self-refinement. Because if generator and reviewer share the same habits, you get correlated misses instead of actual scrutiny. What I like is they don't stop at the headline. They break the harness into three layers. Execution is the toolbox layer. With more than 65 reusable skills written in Markdown, model integrations through MCP, a persistent research wiki, and deterministic figure generation.
Then orchestration is the routing layer, right? 5 workflows, adjustable effort, reviewer routing, plain text artifact handoffs between stages. That part felt more shippable to me than the big autonomous research framing.
Yeah, the workflows are pretty concrete. Idea discovery, experiment bridge, auto review, paper writing, and rebuttal. And they chain those across discovery, experimentation, manuscript, and post-submission phases, which matters because it means you can resume from intermediate artifacts instead of rerunning one giant opaque agent trace.
That artifact contract idea is sneaky important. If I'm a team lead, I don't need a robot scientist out of a gate. I need a system where the literature notes, experiment outputs, claim summaries, and draft sections are all inspectable and reusable.
The assurance layer is the more novel piece. They do a 3-stage check for whether claims are actually supported: integrity verification, then result to claim mapping, then claim auditing against a claim ledger and the raw evidence. On top of that, they run a 5-pass scientific editing pipeline, math proof checks, and even visual inspection of the rendered PDF.
The claim ledger part is the thing I'd steal first, because that's a clean product primitive. Every statement in the draft should point back to an experiment, table, proof, or citation instead of vibes.
Same. And it addresses a real systems problem. Long-running agents lose provenance unless you force them to keep state. Their persistent wiki is basically memory for decisions, artifacts, and prior findings. So review at step 8 can still inspect what happened at step 2.
I could be wrong, but that also sounds like where this leaves research-only territory. Labs, eval teams, maybe internal science platforms could use this whole thing. Regular product teams might peel off the wiki, the reviewer routing, and the evidence mapping, then skip the full paper writing loop.
I think that's fair. Full autonomous research is still brittle. The paper even says humans in the loop improve the final paper and help with actual research taste, which is a very grounded admission. So I don't read this as, cool, replace the lab. I read it as, build a stricter harness around agents doing research-shaped work.
My only mild pushback is operational cost. 2 model families, multiple review passes, proof checks, PDF inspection. That sounds expensive and a little slow if what you wanted was just faster research throughput.
Totally, but that trade-off is the point. They're spending tokens and complexity to buy down unsupported success. I'd still want clearer numbers on where the assurance stack actually catches errors.
Yeah, I wanted more hard deltas too, not just architecture and early deployment notes. But even without that, the design feels more serious than a lot of agent papers that stop at, look, it wrote a draft.
For building Next, the obvious start is their GitHub project page and repo.
I'd inspect how the markdown-defined skills are structured, how the artifact contracts are written, and how they route executor versus reviewer through MCP-connected models.
For a solo builder, don't recreate the whole thing in a weekend.
Make a tiny claim ledger pipeline.
Run one model to draft a short experiment report, a second model from a different family to tag each claim with evidence links, then fail the build if a sentence can't map to a table, metric, or citation.
And if someone wants a middle step, build a persistent research wiki with deterministic figure generation.
Even for internal evals, having notes, plots, and decisions survive across runs is huge.
That's the part that turns agent output from disposable chat into something a team can audit.
Yeah, that's the takeaway for me, Cody.
Not robot scientist magic, just better rails so the coffee doesn't get cold while the evidence goes missing.